This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. All right, this is Combat Pistol Craft with the man from Combat Speed LLC, and that is Super Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I've been thinking about this simply because of what you told me that you're going through, and I mean, I've been, as we get to a certain age and we're concealed gun carriers, there's a few physical complications that begin to set in, don't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. What exactly are you referring to, man?
Well, I mean, your hips, but I mean, you and Steve both have told me about your wrists, right? You have wrist issues. I'm having hand issues. I've got, like, one finger that seems to be arthritic on my trigger hand. The middle finger, and I mean, that makes it really hard just to grip the gun. I mean, there for a while before I got a little relief from it, I was thinking seriously that I was going to start buying a bunch of left-handed holsters and learn how to shoot left-handed.
Understood. And yeah, as age, go ahead, Bill.
No, I was going to say, I just, what you were about to say, so you go ahead and say it because you've dealt with it more than I have as far as you've got.
As age and injuries, I mean, it could just be a standpoint of, sustaining an injury that's going to have a direct impact on your ability to get your weapon into action, keep it in action, or get it back into action. And all of these are very real issues, especially to anyone out there that carries what I would consider, 100% of the legal time. As I mentioned earlier, my left hip is giving me some problems. And, but the funny thing about it, it hasn't affected, my ability to interact with my firearms. But what I have found is just as a natural part of, the human animal instinct, since, I know that I am operating in a reduced force capacity, my level of awareness in respect to, my immediate surroundings, circumstances, and what's taking place in my time and space has become much sharper because I am, and do consider myself, operating in a reduced capacity. My level of awareness when I am out and about is much sharper, and I am much more switched on than I were, because were I to be or find myself in a confrontation, I would be much more likely to rely on my firearm because my physical ability to fight has been compromised for now. Okay, that was a mouthful.
Yeah, but I was just thinking about what you're saying. I mean, that's
right.
that's the basis behind every martial art out there. So,
absolutely.
You're having to deal with whatever your environment is as far as what you're going to do as well. But sometimes the environmental issue is internal. It's with us. So like in your case right now, how bad is your lateral movement? Or can you move laterally? It just hurts like the dickens.
My movement has been severely compromised. I'm doing good to get, up and around and about and take care of the things that need to be taken care of. But that's the extent of it, because it hurts to move, period. And it's going to, I had to accept the fact that this is my new normal for now. I'm targeting surgery to take place in February,
right,
provided everything comes together. But the thing about it is, coming back to your original point, which is a very good point, you don't always enjoy best case circumstances. You could be, physically injured or physically compromised in a manner which would affect your ability to get your weapons into action. So all of these things need to be taken into consideration, and whatever modifications you need to make, make them. Don't get caught short knowing in the back of your mind your abilities have been compromised and you've done nothing to support responsible carry and employment of your firearm.
Right. I just think about that, and it's really a changing thing every day, isn't it? It's a changing thing every day. I mean, for me, I don't have
to take each day into consideration. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, as I'm trying to, I aggravate
in the forefront of your mind.
Yeah, as I was trying to work out to be in better shape to do this, that's what aggravated my hand and caused my hand to get all inflamed and everything, and now I'm having to treat my hand too in order to keep on working out.
Right, understood.
So, I don't know if I would call that depressed or what, but I do sit back. I still think like I did when I was in the military when I was 25 years old.
You mean like being a little bummed out that you can no longer do what you used to be able to do?
Yeah.
Well, everybody's got to go through it, man.
I know. I know. I'm just
my body is explaining it to me. Many times, I've had doctors tell me, hey, dude, you need to consider slowing down and not being so hard on your body. And I'm like, yeah, right, man. Okay, what's next? What new parts can I add to the pile?
But, some people.
As long as you take your immediate, and this applies to anyone, as long as in respect to, being a responsible citizen, you'll take your immediate circumstances, your day-to-day immediate circumstances into consideration and how it affects your ability to, one, get your weapons in action, two, keep them in action, and three, get them back into action to, basically survive the engagement. And if you do anything less than that, I would consider it irresponsible on that individual's part. It just takes a certain level of, discipline to be responsible 100% of the time.
Yeah. We're coming up on the first break, and one of the reasons that I do this series with Super Dave is because Super Dave has crossed all the bridges. And crossing those bridges, and like I'm crossing one now that he's been dealing with forever. I mean, he's left pieces of him all over the place. And so in order for me to remain where I want to be, I have to be able to deal with what's going on with me as far as my physical fitness and my physical capability. And that's what Mr. Harrington specializes in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected. expected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We're talking about us carrying guns when we are ailing. Now, in January of 2015, I had a heart attack and open heart surgery. And I was faced, Dave, with the idea that I was either going to carry, because you can't pick nothing up after they let you go, after they cut your chest down the middle, because if your chest separates, if it comes apart where they've tried to patch you back together, if it separates the left side as it goes, as it slides by, because that's what it's going to do. It's going to slide by,
right,
and it's going to lacerate your heart.
Yeah.
And you, there are people that do survive that, but most don't. So you can't pick up a gallon of milk with two hands for the first 60 days. So my problem was I was going to carry a gun. I knew I was going to carry a gun, but I wondered how much that was going to actually, if I actually had to pull the trigger in that window, what was that going to do? So I had to make a few allowances.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think during that time I carried the Glock 26 because that was the lightest gun I had.
Right.
But then I was worried about how much that weighed when I pulled the trigger. But, I didn't have to find out. But that was something I was a little concerned about. Plus, the other part was my draw was going to be sort of slow. With something like that, if you were faced with a student that came to you and said, Dave, look at here. You can still see the wires poking out of my chest. How would you advise him to carry a gun?
Well, first of all, I would make the point very clear that whatever he did, against the doc's protocol was on him.
Right.
I wouldn't want to encourage somebody to set themselves up for failure. So I'd make sure that was, perfectly understood at first. From a standpoint of having a compromised draw stroke, how do you carry and how do you, what do you carry it in? Is it in a holster? Is it in a fanny pack? Is it in a coat pocket? The first thing I would consider in respect to having a compromised draw stroke would be carry concealed in a manner in which as soon as I could get my firing grip on the gun, I could fire, get the gun oriented on the threat and fire through, the fanny pack, fire through my jacket, whatever, the means of carry is, even if it's in a sling bag, not a double strap backpack, but like a single strap sling bag.
Right.
As long as you can get your hand in there and get your firing grip, is it feasible to fire through the carry mechanism? You may, of course, you would have that one round, possibly more. It's certainly, if it's a semi-automatic, it could malfunction, and rightfully so. But what is the value of that first shot? Under those specific circumstances, you take that first shot, get the gun out, get it back into action, and continue the engagement, or conduct yourself accordingly.
Right.
But there's different options. It's not all doom and gloom. Just you may have to select a different pistol with a smaller caliber.
Right. The only thing that I carry 9mm. I don't have a smaller pistol with caliber. In that particular case, I just about needed to have it where I would just lay my firing hand on my stomach. Because that's the only, that's as much as I could bend my arms, and that's as much as they wanted me to flex my chest. Now, I was carrying it 3 o'clock on my hip.
Okay.
And I was carrying outside the waistband just to try to give me a little bit of an edge, but I mean, that would have been a very slow process, very slow and very deliberate. But
right. But then again, slow and deliberate can answer the mail.
Yes, it can.
Fast and fumbly. you know, there's just no making sense out of it. What I try to get people to do is focus on, you know, the task at hand and figure out the best solution for that set of circumstances. And if there aren't any, then sometimes you have to accept that fact. Just like, for example, with my hips being in the condition they are, I have to opt out of going to the SHOT Show, which, you know, in order to have a successful show, you've got to get around. You got to motor around. That's, you know, 4 or 5 days of straight being on your feet for 18 hours a day. You know, I'm going to have to opt out. There are some things that you just have to come to a common sense solution, and you may be able to get out and about. You may not be able to.
Well, I see that. I see that. Now, when we're coming up on the next break, the next thing I want to talk about is things that just come with age. And how, I mean, you and what are you, a year older than I am? Or am I a year older than you are?
I'm 59 in November.
I'm 58. I'll be 59 in April. So you've got me by what? 5 months. So we're basically the same age. And, I want to discuss that when we come up in the next little bit. Have you ever had a student that came to you that wanted to be able to carry a gun, but their physical capability or their physical condition just completely negated the possibility that that could be something they could do successfully?
Yes, I have. I've had to deal with that in the past. Yes.
So
it just wasn't feasible. The individual was, you know, very concerned about their ability to protect themselves with a firearm. But as we worked through all the key nodes, the person had to accept the fact that, you know, a firearm just was not the, you know, a viable option. They could not carry in good conscience because they could not be completely responsible,
right,
you know, for the safe conduct that goes right with, you know, carrying 100% of the time.
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reacting to the House impeachment votes in the House Judiciary Committee.
It's a witch hunt. It's a sham. It's a hoax. Nothing was done wrong. Zero was done wrong. I think it's a horrible thing to be using the tool of impeachment, which is supposed to be used in an emergency.
One person is dead after a workplace shooting in Rockdale County, Georgia. Sheriff Eric Levett says authorities captured the shooter, identified as Cameron Golden, in Birmingham, Alabama.
They identified who they believed to be the suspect as an employee, and it was later determined he was a temp service employee identified as Cameron Golden.
The sheriff is also calling this an act of workplace violence, not an active shooter situation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and we're talking about what ails us and stuff like that as we go along. Now, at our age, do you have anything like, you know, you're having a bunch of stuff replaced, you're becoming sort of bionic, but do you have arthritis anywhere? What? How's your eyesight? You know, that kind of thing.
My eyesight is awesome, dude. I really have been fortunate. I've had very little degradation in my vision over the years. I still have 20/40 vision. As a matter of fact, legally, I need a script to drive at night in Florida. Otherwise, my eyes are good to go. But I will say this. I've been taking vitamins, five vitamins, for, I don't know, 20, 30 years. So I factor that in as well. But as far as the only thing I'm suffering from right now is just compromised mobility, getting into and out of various shooting positions. It's not happening. My mobility has been severely compromised for now.
Right.
But time has been very kind to me in respect to my actual skill at arms. Of course, you know, I dry fire regularly. I train regularly, and of course I do gigs on a regular basis. So, and I would like to say, in respect to some of the things that I'm working on at what I consider my ability level, my shooting has continued to improve with time. You know, time, better understanding, and of course, quite a few reps and quite a few rounds downrange.
What about your, as far as your hands are concerned, no problems with your hands?
In my left hand, I've got a little numbness in my fingertips.
Right.
But I attribute that more to playing guitar than I do shooting. That's another hobby I have, but
anyway. I could see where that would any sort of thing like that, which makes something which is smaller requiring dexterity, I could see where that would add to flexibility, because that's really what it comes down to, right? Loss of flexibility.
Right, absolutely. The only every once in a while I get an impingement in my right wrist when I'm drawing very aggressively, but it's, you know, it's not a chronic thing. It's not a chronic problem.
Right.
It depends on the level of workout. You know, the intensity of my pistol workout will play heavy on sometimes, you know, my right hand, I grip the pistol so hard, having finished and put the gear away, periodically my right hand will cramp. Little things like that, little indicators. Now, that could be just being a little dehydrated. Who knows? But my right hand will inadvertently contract with a little nerve action. And that's it. I've been extremely fortunate. I look forward to, you know, getting my mobility back and driving on. Continue the mission.
Yeah. What about as far as, like, with people with me, right? I just took this red dot sight class with Steve. And right. I try to do it with my sunglasses on that I usually use to shoot with. And I would have done better if I'd worn my glasses. I need to get a prescription pair of sunglasses to shoot with, I guess. But
okay.
I
always recommend clear lenses, no matter if it's a shooting-related issue.
Right.
Even from a work standpoint. You don't have time to change your glasses. You know, lighting conditions at the target, lighting conditions at your firing position, lighting conditions, period, weigh heavy on your assessment and decision-making process on how you're going to engage. So I always recommend clear lenses. And something else about your eye protection, too. You want to look at the curvature of the lens. You know, put the glasses on, slide them down your nose a little bit and focus on an object, you know, 10, 15 yards, and then slowly raise the glasses up till you're looking through what should be the center of the lens and see if there is any noticeable parallax between the curvature of the lens, the eyewear that you choose to use while shooting, and you want to make sure your visual perception of what you are seeing is actual. Now, this may seem like, you know, one of those nonsensical points of interest. However, depending on the level or, you know, the type of shooting you like to do or satisfying the requirements of a shot that is presented to you, you want to make sure you have these things worked out.
Right.
If you're using, you know, some funky eyewear that affects your visual perception of what is actual. And you wonder why you can't produce a group smaller than X, you know, on a targeted, you know, X distance. These are the finer points of interest that you come to know and understand and figure out in respect to improving your performance, and that's whether it's a competitive effort or a work-related issue.
There you go. Okay, well, that part of it I get. I just I'm trying to find my way through this stuff because, like I said, I'm sort of stubborn, although I'm giving up on trying to get out there and go, yeah, I can still do the stuff I did when I was 31.
Yeah, and you've got to kind of cool out on that.
Yeah, that's sort of done, isn't it? But
the issue that I'm dealing with is I'm being forced to realize that currently my body can no longer follow. It's been, I don't regret anything that I've done. I mean, if you went, 30 years ago and said, yeah, when you're 59, you're going to have your hips replaced.
Let me get you. I'll tell you what, I was going to listen. I need to listen to this, but I don't want to. You hang on. We're coming up on the last break here for the hour and everything. Talking to Dave Harrington, talking about what happens when we, as concealed carriers, operators, if you will, what happens to us as we age, as we try to continue doing what we do successfully. And that's the key. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we're talking about what ails us today. And you were about to tell me something that I needed to hear, so please do.
Wow, Mr. Bill, that's that age thing, man.
You forgot?
I can't remember. Yeah, I forgot already.
Okay. So with people, with, when you see, like for yourself, have you changed anything as far as, have you made adjustments, or have you been able to successfully continue to do things pretty much the way you've always done them?
I have successfully been able to continue to do things the way I've always done them and chucked it up as I went. That's why, you know, periodically, well, I say periodically, it's probably been on a schedule of the last 5 years. It's been injury, surgery, recovery, in that manner.
Right.
But I've always been able to remain active, with work. Although this, this hip issue has become, problematic. It's a good stop.
Yeah. I've had my hip, I've dislocated one of my hips twice. And, when that happens, you're basically ground to a halt.
Right. And one key aspect of fighting with guns is, never sacrifice your balance or your mobility.
Right.
Now, the baseline for that is your rate of movement in respect to how aggressive you have to move. You can look at it, from a standpoint of using cover and or concealment respectively. You know, you do a time speed distance, equation on how long it's going to take you to get there. Once you break the cover you're using, how long is it going to take you to get there? Is it 10, 15 yards? You know, there are several things you want to do in respect to, using cover and concealment, you know, responsibly, you know, for your own survival. But the last thing you want to do before you break cover to move to another position would be air lead density check. What is the volume of incoming fire? And do you feel that you can safely, you know, expose yourself? It's kind of a risk mitigation point of interest.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's all based on your physicality.
Yeah, I had some muscle in my back that went into my glutes that would tighten up so hard for a while I couldn't walk 15 yards. And I'd be up here talking about, well, you know, when it takes off, I'll be that right in front of you. When the actual probability was that my lifespan was about as long as somebody noticing me moving around.
Right.
Just because I couldn't move around. And so that whole thing, I completely get it. The 15 yards seemed like a mile.
Right.
And then I was waiting for that 15th yard so I could take my next break. That's how much pain I would be in. So I completely get that. But even after somebody becomes pretty much, I'm not going to say immobile, I'm not going to say like wheelchair bound, because I know people in wheelchairs carry guns. I mean, they probably are very good, right, and they can shoot as good as anybody out there. But when you go
work with a gentleman that was wheelchair bound.
Yeah.
Had a gig up in New Hampshire, and he did extremely well. I mean, there were some things that he just couldn't perform, but he was right there shooting it out with everybody else at every opportunity. I was very proud of that young man.
How old was he? Was he a kid or was he older?
I think he was about 33, 34.
Yeah, he was still where he should be as far as at the height of his power then, right?
Oh, yeah. He did just fine.
I haven't, you know, it used to be that I thought my legs were the most important part of my physicality as far as moving around and doing fire and maneuver and all this other stuff. But I am becoming more and more aware with the eyesight and my hands that I have other things to consider. And I mean, some of the stuff that I'm having to consider, like I got sent some stuff by one of my friends is a doctor for responsible gun ownership named John Adine. And he heard me talking about my hand, and he's a pediatric surgeon, so he sent me some stuff to try to loosen that up and everything. And he's told me that if it doesn't work, I've got it. I haven't tried it yet because I just got it, but I am going to try it.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out how to get, is this the way it's going to be for the rest of my time? Because I plan on being around here for a while, and I plan on shooting as long as I can shoot as well, so that part sort of bothers me. What about as far as the way people carry? Does that change? Do people's, with some of their injuries and everything, do they have to change the way they carry?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One key issue that the gentleman that I mentioned a while ago had to deal with was based on, he didn't have any legs, but he had some nerve involvement with his left side.
Right.
So if he had, or if he felt it necessary to have both hands on the gun, he had to pressure against the back of the chair to hold himself in the chair. And otherwise, if he tried to put his left hand in a two-hand grip, he would fall out of the chair. He'd fall forward out of the chair.
Yeah.
So he not only controlled the chair and stuff with his left hand, but, the funny thing about it is, as long as he was holding himself in the chair with his right arm, he shot left-handed very well.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I got about 2 minutes left here, so I just want to ask you a quick question because you are a military. This is going to come completely out of left field for you. What do you think about military bases being a gun-free zone?
I don't agree with it. If you can basically accept it on the individual, taking the oath of service and risking their life for the country, there should be no reason the military should deny any individual the right to self-protection, whether it's, stateside or OCONUS.
Well, I mean, on a military post, they can make a policy where everybody can carry, and it doesn't matter where they're at because that's federal. territory, right? That's a federal reservation. Well, what I'm saying is that do you think that military posts today are targeted?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before, you know, we suffer some serious incidents. I mean, look at the political craziness that's already taken place now.
Yeah. We may when we have more time next week, which I think we'll have time next week. I may want to get a little more in depth with you on this because I do believe that this is I don't agree with it either. I think Sergeant E5 and above should be allowed to carry weapons. The uniform's designed to it's designed to hide them, and they just got these new M17s. Why not let them carry them?
Well, the biggest issue is training. I would certainly require X level of training before they were allowed to carry a duty weapon,
sure,
so to speak.
Sure.
Because you've got to make the distinction: is it a duty weapon or is it a privately owned firearm?
Right.
How does this work?
We're running out of time. We will definitely get into that in depth because I know you spent enough time in there to have a better opinion than mine. I can guarantee you that.
Right.
Dave Harrington is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. He will return next week with Combat Pistol Craft. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bill. Take care. Be safe.
All right. Coming up next, I've got some breaking news coming from Ammo Land in the way of John Crump. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.